Hello, everyone, and welcome to Vision and Voices, a podcast where we highlight ordinary people doing extraordinary work in your community. Today, we are going to talk about Volunteers of America Chesapeake, a church without walls. We are joined here today by Reverend Sandra Gray, chaplain of Volunteers of America Chesapeake, and also Reverend Dave Stansel of Columbia Baptist Fellowship. Volunteers of America Chesapeake is a nonprofit organization. We understand that. We also understand that they work with vulnerable populations, as many nonprofits do. But we need to get our heads around being a church without walls. What does that mean? Why is that a definition? And how do we go about it? So first, Reverend Gray, could you please tell us about yourself, your involvement with Volunteers of America Chesapeake, and why a church without walls?
I would like to start by letting you know that I have lived a life, as I perceived it, get preparing for this broadcast, of prayer. You know, we've been told to pray without ceasing and to pray in trouble and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And people wonder, how do you do that? Well, if you make your life a living prayer, then it's very easy to do. And I perceive what we do at Volunteers of America Chesapeake is a way of our living our lives in prayer, because prayer is action. The work we do to help America's most vulnerable, we have to stay in prayer in order to manage to stay focused and receive the help we need to help those who are most vulnerable. Well, what do? Well, we help the homeless. We help veterans who are trying to re-enter society and are challenged with no housing, jobs, etc. We help those who are returning to the community from prison. And they need a tremendous amount of prayer and support to re-enter society in a way that they're contributing positively to the community. So we have a residential reentry center that helps them to re-enter society. And our recidivism rate is stellar. We also help those who are mentally and behaviorally challenged. We provide them with secure homes, with help in those homes to live as normal a life as possible, and also work. So they're self-supporting, even though they have help in sustaining themselves in the community. We're also eager for those who are challenged physically to have access to the community. And because we need to help them, we have special nurses and people who are specially trained to help those who are physically challenged, as well as those who are mentally challenged, to come back and live in the community. So I guess you're beginning to understand why prayer is so important. And we live, as I see it, a life of prayer within Volunteers of America Chesapeake.
Reverend Stansel, I know that you have been involved in church for a long time as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that, your involvement in church, your calling? How did that come to be?
Well, James, I've been in pastoral ministry for almost 40 years. The definition that I use for myself is one that may be a little surprising. I think of myself as a platoon leader in a global army that is taking back the planet from the forces of darkness, the forces of evil. And that has to do, eventually, that has to do a lot with what Volunteers of America is doing. It seems to me that we humans have really only two desires. For me, I can put anything under one of these two things. One is we yearn for a life that matters, and we yearn for relationships that last. And God, who created us, made us for those two things, for a purposeful life, for a significant life, for a life in community with other people. And yet, we find so many ways to screw that up. We look for love in all the wrong places, and we get broken. Sometimes it's because, in our time, it's because we're looking for significance and community in drugs or in gambling. Sometimes we're in processes where we have done things that have gotten us in trouble with the law. So part of what this platoon leader thing does is I help to encourage other folk who are followers of Jesus also to learn how to push back that darkness, how to help people become healed from the brokenness that is the result of our looking for these things in the wrong places, or having been broken by life. You know, people with different kind of learning disabilities, other kinds of disabilities, that's not a sinful thing, but it's things that make it difficult for them to achieve significance in community. Yeah. And so that's what I do as a pastor. I'm a kind of a player coach. This helps people be about that, thinking about that, doing whatever they do to get paid. We who follow Jesus do these things everywhere we go. The life of prayer kind of thing that Sandra was talking about. And so when I was introduced to Volunteers of America, I was really interested in that because the brokenness that results from our seeking those two things, significance and community in the wrong places, really has no walls. It's everywhere. And it's easy for those of us in the church, capital C church, local church, to focus on what happens inside the walls of that building. And that's not a bad thing, but it's a bad thing if that's all we do. Because we are called by our Lord Jesus to go out into the world. And he talked in Matthew 25 at the end of that first gospel about feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, visiting the sick, visiting those in prison. And Sandra has already talked about how all those things are a part of the ministry of Volunteers of America. One of the things that I did not know prior to my recent involvement in the last 4 or 5 years with VOA is that VOA actually is a church in the same way that the congregation I pastor is a church. Mm-hmm. The difference is that VOA is not one particular address where our congregation is, but VOA, in this case, VOA Chesapeake, is literally all over the Baltimore, Washington, Virginia, Delaware, Maryland area. Yes, there are walls to those buildings, but the church itself is all over the place, doing these things, helping people find lives that matter and significance and relationships that last in community. And it's just a beautiful thing, and it's an exciting thing for me to get to help a little bit.
So the bottom line, James, and I appreciate Pastor Dave sharing that with us, because the church, as he said, is not the building. The church is the people, and the people are everywhere. And wherever there is a need, that's where you'll find Volunteers of America Chesapeake.
We'll take a short break here, and then we're going to come back and get more into what the Church Without Walls actually does.
Teen Health Matters, airing every Tuesday at 5:30 and Sunday at 12 noon on Dragon Digital Radio.
And one of the things that I hold as a tenet is that every young person deserves to have, as a right, an activated and engaged adult throughout childhood, adolescence, and into young adulthood.
You can take us with you by downloading Dragon Digital Radio on the iPhone and Android App Store.
Welcome back to Vision and Voices, everyone. I am James Nguyen, your host, and we are here with Reverend Sandra Gray and Reverend Dave Stansel. Today we are talking about Volunteers of America Chesapeake as a church without walls. Reverend Gray, earlier you alluded to sort of the what Volunteers of America Chesapeake does. And to sum it up, you do a lot. And there's a lot of different programs working with a number of different people in this region, from homeless to supportive housing and intellectual disabilities, veterans, et cetera, et cetera. Across the country, I understand Volunteers of America does even more. So can you tell me a little bit about that from your perspective?
These affiliates serve children. Some have daycare centers. Some serve after-school programs. Some provide help to homeless mothers. Some provide help to mothers who are formerly incarcerated and need assistance getting back into society. There are others who provide help with securing homes, and they focus just on securing homes for those who are less able to make their way through society. So they're giving them a hand up. In some communities, they're serving the aging so that those who are aging have a place to feel safe and comfortable, and people who are going to care for them, nurture them, and also help them with their physical development so that they continue having a quality life in society. If you think about those who are addicts and nobody wants to be involved or take care of them, there are some affiliates that just do that. Mm-hmm. And when they do, they are trying new systems and new practices that help addicts cut the habit and transition back into society to somewhat of a normal life. For example, we think of acupuncture for everybody but the addict. Right. But we have discovered that providing acupuncture treatments to the addict can actually help them break the habit. So it depends on the nature of the community and the need of a community, and that dictates what the affiliate will do in that community. So it's different in every setting.
So Volunteers of America really is a national organization that is
a national church.
A national church. That is community oriented, able to localize itself and embed itself into local communities to provide the services that are needed in that specific community. Mm-hmm. Reverend Stansel, you said something earlier about, you gave an analogy of a platoon leader. I don't know if everyone knows, Volunteers of America actually came from Salvation Army, right? So it's interesting that you use that analogy. And the name Volunteers of America came from Teddy Roosevelt, who had the all-volunteer army. So the organization's name, Volunteers of America, is not what some people might think as a name that maybe warehouses volunteers or dispatches volunteers for, you know, human service efforts, but it is a militia term. So it's so fitting that you would say that, and this is how God works, right? They put people into place that would meet the mission. So as we are talking now, is this something that more churches should do, most churches should do? Is this a way of thinking that is new and different? Or help me understand more about the Church Without Walls, about the ministry of service, and what it means.
Well, if a person were to look at the history of the world in the last 2,000 years, I think the evidence would be pretty strong that the majority of institutions, organizations that have provided the kind of care that Sandra just described, most of those have been Christian organizations, moving out of the command of Jesus. And of course, both the Salvation Army and the Volunteers of America are Christian churches. That Jesus told us, again, as I mentioned before, to care for those who are the least of these. Mm-hmm. In the Hebrew scripture, always that God's heart is with the poor, always for those who are marginalized, always for those who are sick, always for those who are outside the power structures. And so, yes, the need is enormous. And the more wealthy we become in this country, for example, there is a tendency for us in such times as this, where we're talking about health care and cutting this and cutting that, for those who are better off to say, well, I've got mine, too bad for you. And what we need to do in the church, all of those who follow Jesus, need to be about the matter of realizing we are stewards of God's resources, we are stewards of God's care, And it really is a great privilege to be a part of seeing lives transformed, to pluck them back out of the grips of darkness or out of the grips of trying to find a life that matters and relationships that last in places that just don't work, crossing bridges that can't carry the weight. And so, yes, every congregation needs to be a part of that. And most congregations do give. They give money through missionary organizations one way or another. But what really makes the difference is to see the lives changed, to be there and not just give money. Yes, we need to do that, but we need to be there, and it is a blessing to see the lives changed, to become friends with people who are struggling, and to recognize that I, too, am a struggler. It's not that those of us who may be on the radio here are those who've got it all wrapped up, because we're broken just like everybody else. We just have found out where there's healing. And so it's a ministry of healing of body, mind, and spirit. And one of the things, the reason that I and those in our congregation are involved in VOA Chesapeake is because it is exactly what God calls us to do. And it helps, you know, our congregation doesn't have to reinvent the wheel. VOA is doing it very well, but we can help with what VOA is doing right here in our region, which is enormous.
Reverend Gray, how else can folks get involved with Volunteers of America Chesapeake, and how can they help, as Reverend Stancil has alluded to?
I think we can extend what Reverend Stancil said, because I think we provide a venue for all churches that are interested in carrying out the mission that Christ has asked us to carry out without reinventing the wheel. Because there's a way for you to give, serve, and nurture people through Volunteers of America anywhere you are. So there's no need for a church to reinvent the wheel, but for all of us to join forces together to help in our local community. In fact, right here in Howard County, we're building it's almost finished, the Harriet Tubman Center, where people will be able to live and have an opportunity to engage in community in a different way. So what else can people do? One, volunteer. Two, they can contribute. And while money was mentioned, there are other ways of contributing. You can contribute when we have backpack. Operation Backpack.
Yeah.
And you can contribute when we're helping young people with shoes and clothing and et cetera. Well, I know that Reverend Stancil's church contributes to our Packer House. Mm-hmm. And every year there's a clothing drive to help the people there. So they have joined forces with us to help the people in our community in need. Now, the needs are different, as I mentioned before. So if they could come into our website, check us out, and identify what works for them, there has to be something that resonates with their spirit in order to give at the level that is necessary to give.
Yes.
And if it resonates with their spirit, they're going to participate more, contribute more, and be involved more.
You bring up a great point, resonating with one's spirit, speaking to, lending to an effort or supporting an effort that resonates with your own personal mission. And that website is voachesapeake.org. You can go there. There will be a donate button, a get involved button, a programs button that you can click on and peruse around the entire website and learn more about how you as an individual want to get involved. We also, as Reverend Gray mentioned, are involved or partner with other churches, other organizations, foundations, corporations, etc. It really takes the entire community in order to help vulnerable populations to become whole, to heal, to move to the next level in their life's progression. Before we go, I want to talk more about the Church Without Walls. Volunteers of America Chesapeake just completed a prayer breakfast. Tell me about that. Because the reason I'm asking about that, when you mention partnering with other churches, that's a way that churches get involved that is very familiar.
Well, why don't we just state that prayer is the most powerful thing that one can do for anybody, including Volunteers of America Chesapeake.
That's right. That's right.
So if they only pray, that's number one. Mm-hmm. Two, we believe as communities come together in a prayer circle, that is extremely powerful because we're not only praying for Volunteers of America Chesapeake, we're praying for every entity in the community. So we host prayer breakfasts in Baltimore, Prince George's County, and Northern Virginia and D.C. We do that in community so we can experience the power of prayer for each of those communities. Why do we call it a prayer breakfast? Only because you got to feed people, mm-hmm. make them comfortable so that they won't be focused on their physical being, but can focus on their connection with God as they pray. And we invite everyone in the community to come to one of the prayer breakfasts. In fact, there's one on April 7th, which is a Friday at 9:30 a.m. in Prince George's County at the Ark of Safety Church in Upper Marlboro.
Reverend Stansel, the Columbia Baptist Fellowship is a church that participates with Volunteers of America in this effort of uplifting people, of helping and protecting the vulnerable populations, donating clothing, donating, giving monetary gifts as well. Tell us more about the philosophy of Columbia Baptist Fellowship around partnering and becoming a church without walls.
Well, I would say, although that's not language, the church without walls that we use right now at CBF, it is something that we very much are involved in doing, not only with VOA Chesapeake, but and I was reading just last night that in the book of James, which was written by Jesus' half-brother, he said, what good is it if you see somebody who's hungry, and you see somebody who's cold, and you just tell them, be warmed and filled, but don't feed them? So what good is that if you don't help them? That, again, is the message of the Christian church, is that and most religions, if not all, said, well, you should help the hungry, clothe the naked. And so we're involved not only with VOA Chesapeake, but we're involved in several homelessness ministries here in Columbia. We support children's homes in Guatemala and in Kenya. We support drinking water wells in Ghana, literally things all over the world where we sometimes are able to physically go. But we can certainly pray. The way I say it is pray, give, and go, which is what mm-hmm. Sandra just said, Reverend Gray, is that you pray first, you give of your resources and your time, your skill, your ability as you can, and then where we're allowed or have that opportunity, then we actually go. And we can physically go to the VOA locations. All those three things try to get us outside the wall. And in fact, for CBF, for our congregation, we're in an interfaith center so that we don't actually have a building that's our own. Mm-hmm. In that way, we have something in common with VOA, that we share the building with other congregations because we don't want our money tied up in real estate. We want our money out there doing good for the cause of Christ.
I just want to make one point here, and it's another scripture that I think relates to who we are and what we do. Let us not love with speech and words, but with actions. And I think that sums up what Volunteers of America does. We love with action. Whatever is needed, we try and provide or help people to provide because we're inspiring hope into the lives of people who probably at some point were really somewhat hopeless. And our job is to inspire them and give them hope. So we do that with through our actions. And for me, prayer is action. Right. We start with prayer, and then we go to work.
Reverend Gray, does Volunteers of America Chesapeake, we've made a lot of reference about being a Christian organization, which we are, right? Do you invite, partner with other religions, other denominations. I'm going to ask you the same question, Reverend Stancil, because I've been to the facility, the interfaith facility, and there are other religions who are housed there. Mm-hmm. How does that work? How do you partner with Muslims and Jewish folks and other religions? How would that? And does the ideology change? Do you not talk about Jesus and walking like Jesus or doing things that Jesus said, as you mentioned earlier? How do you do that?
When we're in a community with people of other faiths, it's the goal that we focus on. Mm-hmm. We focus on the common agenda, and we pray in our own mm-hmm. religion.
What For is us, that it's common Christian. Agenda?
Sometimes it's like building a facility, mm-hmm. or it's helping the homeless, or it's creating a venue. Right now we're trying to create a homeless living facility in Northern Virginia. And as we work with people of other faiths, we focus on who we are and what needs to be done. Because we're Christian, it's not offensive to admit and pray from our faith, because we do. Mm-hmm. But we let people know that we are a Christian church without walls, but we invite others to join with us for the common good.
I would agree with what Reverend Gray has said, but as it relates to our interfaith center, we have three Christian congregations and two Jewish congregations. And, of course, we have different understandings between the Christians and the Jewish folk about who Jesus is, but we are all good friends. We meet together often, the clergy, to talk about our different understandings about faith. I pray with one of the rabbis every week. With the other rabbi, I'm helping to do something with the Horizon Foundation having to do with mental health in Howard County. And so, again, it's about all of our faiths have to do with caring for the poor, feeding the hungry. And so we cooperate in those things where we can. In one of my former lives, I was a Navy chaplain, and one of the mottos, at least way back in Vietnam, for the Navy Chaplain Corps was, you provide for your own, you facilitate for all. Which is to say, when I lead in worship, I lead Christian worship. But it's my job to make sure that all the Muslim sailors and all the Jewish sailors and all the Hare Krishna sailors, all those people get to worship, that we make it easy for them to have access to their clergy and to their right. worship. And it's not dissimilar to that, I think, in what we try to do in these perhaps more tangible things in our neighborhood.
Well, I want to thank you both for coming on the show today. I want to thank you for your thoughts and your words around diversity and inclusiveness, which is what we just talked about as well. I especially want to thank you for your philanthropy. A lot of people separate faith and philanthropy, but they're one and the same. And as you alluded to, Reverend Stancil, it started a long time ago. In fact, that may have been where philanthropy actually started. So folks can give of themselves, give their time, give their treasure, give their talent to support the greater good, which is to help vulnerable populations, to help feed, clothe, and everyone to be healthy. You have been listening to Visions and Voices, a podcast where ordinary people are doing extraordinary work in your community.